Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the whole Bible, verse by verse, and right now we're in the Sermon on the Mount. Huge thanks to Patreon sponsor Tiffany Whitaker. Tiffany, thank you so much for helping the Pray Every Day show get all over the world. Like yesterday was World Wednesday, and we got to hear a prayer from Martin all the way from Belgium, and that was so awesome. So thank you, Tiffany, for your part in that. If you'd like to help Pray Every Day, just stay on the air. Consider going to Patreon. That's patreon.com /pray every day. And thanks in advance for that. So we're in Matthew 7, verse 12 in the New American Standard Version. This is a short and sweet one. And it says this, but you've heard it before. It says this: do unto others whatever you would have them do to you. This is the law and the prophets. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we've heard the golden rule before, definitely. And so, Father, I pray that we could see today in light of the golden rule, that in difficult circumstances, when we don't feel like it, you would help us to do unto others as we would love for them to do unto us. If we need encouragement, Lord, I pray that we would be a mouthpiece of encouragement. If we need to know that we're not alone in this world, I pray that we would remind somebody else that they are not alone in this world. If we are feeling lonely, and that's kind of similar to what I just said, but if we're feeling lonely, help us to extend friendship to somebody else. If we're in the back of a room and we're feeling kind of wallflowerish, instead of staying there, help us to walk to the other side of the room to someone else who's feeling the same way. Lord Jesus, I know that a lot of us suffer from imposter syndrome. We think, why did I even get here? Why, I'm just a big, huge fake and all of that. And Lord, because 100% of us deal with that, we all could use an encouraging word from each other. So Lord, help us to do unto others as we would want them to do unto us. But Lord, also forgive us for when we've done unto others what others have done unto us in a negative way. Maybe our day has been shaped because someone has yelled at us or someone has demeaned us or hurt us. And because we haven't given that to you and we haven't dealt with it and we're still hurting and angry, we retaliate in kind, either back to the person who's done that or somebody else. Lord, many of us have had those experiences where we yell at a spouse or yell at a friend or yell at our kids that has nothing to do with them. It's just that we've had a hard day and we're taking it out on them. So forgive us for doing unto others as others have done unto us. Help us instead to raise the bar and to minister in the opposite spirit. So if someone has yelled and made us feel 1 inch tall, I pray today we would use our words to make someone feel 10 feet tall. Lord, if someone has spoken just deep discouragement over us, I pray instead that we would retaliate with kindness, that we would speak encouragement to that person. Lord, that's hard to do. It's hard to diffuse. But when we do that, it is true, we do diffuse anger. And we also break something in our heart that needs to be broken, of this idea of wanting to get even. Lord, your word talks about that vengeance is yours and that we should be kind to our enemies and pray for those who persecute us and to give food to those who we consider our enemies. And in so doing, we will heap burning coals upon their heads. And what that means is we are supposed to overcome evil with good. And so today, give us the eyes to see and the heart to hear and the words to say and the feet to walk to the things that you are calling us to do, which is to do unto others as I would have someone do unto me. Lord, help us to be kind to the people in our homes today. Oftentimes, the harshest words that we say are reserved for the people we love the most, and that's not how it should be. Father, we pray that our homes today would be places of winsome beauty, places of building up and not tearing down, places of encouragement, not discouragement, places of peace, and that our homes would become havens and not places of strife. So Lord, forgive us when we have used our harshest words on the people we love the most. And instead, Lord, help us to give a blessing, to speak words of life, words of hope over those that we love the most. And Lord, would you set a guard over our tongues when we're tempted to, after a very difficult day, to tear somebody down, instead to bless and not curse. So Lord, we know that you are able to do that, and we trust in that. And I just thank you right now for the fact that we are not alone in this, that the Holy Spirit lives within our hearts and he pours out through us this amazing amount of life and beauty and power. And so thank you that we're not alone and that we can rely on the freedom of the Holy Spirit within us to live this very hard golden rule. We love you, Jesus, and we thank you that you demonstrated the golden rule to us over and over again in the Gospels. I pray this in your loving name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And I just pray today that the golden rule would be top of mind. And as you approach a difficult situation, bless instead of curse.